All right, this is Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com here with tonight's Southern All-Stars winner at the Smoky Mountain Speedway, Ricky Weiss. Ricky, it was an interesting start to the night. You banged the car up a little bit in hot laps, but you guys thrashed it out, set fast time in qualifying, and it was on from there.
Yeah, we definitely got behind on the eight ball there. The guys worked their butt off all week putting a new body on this thing, and it could have been a couple things. Don't know if it was a brake failure or something on the track or what it was, but regardless, I mean, it ended up, we just thrashed to get it back together and then went out there for qualifying and were able to get a good lap, which, like you said, gave us a little bit of time to fix things properly and fix them, make them look a little better for the feature there. And then we went out for hot laps and we were good there and just opened our notebook and went tweaking from there. And I mean, these guys kept it going. And
what are they doing, Booby?
First half of the race, the car was really dominant. It really took off. You almost built a half track lead there at one point. But then with the cautions as they started to follow you, Buckingham closed on you. He'd come back from further back in the field. Were you aware that he was right there on you?
Yeah, Sean was giving me pretty good signals there on, we were really, really, really good on the bottom. But the lap cars would just kind of be in the lane, and if I moved up half a lane, they would pull me off the corner, so I'd go to the top, and then there ended up being too wide in front of me, and I just couldn't, you know, seem to inch one or the other. So we were finally able to get by him after Buckingham. He showed me a fender there, and I knew he was there, but I just didn't know which lap car was going to get the advantage at that time, and we were able to squeeze through the gap there, and then I seen that the sticks spread apart again, so that took some pressure off.
You guys got to be worn out. You've gone through a string here since back in mid-July where you're running one big race after another. A lot of traveling, a lot of working on this car, so it has to feel good to come and get a win here on an off weekend.
Yeah, it is, definitely. We were debating on taking this weekend off, and I said to Dane, I said, well, we'll go back to Scott's and wash everything up, and you know, it would be nice if Smoky Mountain had a race. It would be, you know, close to home base there, and it wasn't, but a day later, we got a text message inviting us here, and we thought, well, we'll see how the week goes, and we got a lot of stuff done this week and a lot of work on our cars and that needed to be done that is just hard to do when you're on the road. And so, I mean, we're kind of coming here to have fun, and it didn't start out that way, but it definitely ended that way. So
staying relatively close to home with a race at Gaffney and then at 411 this coming week with the World of Outlaws.
Yeah, that's a little more stressful running with them. They're real tight points battle between second and fourth, and we had a real good point ahead of third place there, and we had a bad weekend last weekend there and lost a few, but we're just going to go out there and just try to race smart and be smart and keep our nose out of stuff, and hopefully we can come up with a runner-up points position.
That's tonight's $7,500 winner, Smoky Mountain Speedway, Ricky Wise.